Good Friday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. For the past 2 days, we've been looking at a powerful statement Peter wrote in the mid-first century to Christians around the Roman Empire. It's amazing how well it fits today with the great need for mature, God-honoring influencers in every place in our world. Yesterday, we especially focused on shepherd influencers as the older generations influence the younger generations in their homes, in the workplace, and in every segment of society. I hope you found yesterday both encouraging and challenging as you considered who those people have been who influenced your life and who they are whom God is entrusting to your influence. Today, let's look more specifically at the original target audience, church leaders. Peter refers to them as elders when he writes, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who will also share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." 1 Peter 5, 1-4. Peter knew Jesus himself had commissioned Peter to be a shepherd of God's people. Perhaps you remember it was on the shoreline to Lake Galilee, in a very powerful encounter the risen Jesus had with 7 of his disciples, including Peter. John records it for us in John 21. 3 times, Jesus looked right at Peter and challenged Peter to proclaim audibly the depth of his love and commitment to Jesus. Each time Peter responded, Jesus gave him a commission. These statements were very significant to Peter, for his heart had been shattered the night he denied he even knew Jesus, not once, but 3 times. Jesus was doing a healing work of Peter's broken heart on this beach that day. Peter's mind doubted he could ever again be useful in any way to the spiritual movement Jesus had begun and was entrusting to his disciples. Yet on the beach that day, Jesus first said to Peter, "Feed my lambs," John 21:15. Was Jesus talking about children who would trust in Jesus for their salvation and whom Peter would be able to teach? Was Jesus talking about adults who would trust in Jesus and then need someone like Peter to teach them slowly and carefully, but especially authentically, out of the depth of his own personal relationship and experiences with Jesus? Next, Jesus said these words to Peter as he responded to the second question Jesus asked about the integrity of Peter's love for Jesus. "Take care of my sheep," John 21:16. Was Jesus challenging Peter to protect those people who would trust in Jesus and then find themselves harassed or persecuted or even tormented? Was Jesus calling Peter to step again into a leadership role, helping the other disciples as they carefully led the rapidly growing movement of Jesus' followers in the months following the ascension of Jesus? Was Jesus calling Peter to give special tender care to widows and orphans and special need folks, all those whom society would reject or ignore? Finally, in response to the 3rd time Jesus asked Peter about the depth and genuineness of his love for his Savior, Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep, follow me," John 21:17 and 22. Do you see the progression, my friends? Both lambs and sheep, both taking care and feeding them, but always making following Jesus Peter's priority. So that's why Peter declares himself a fellow elder, an eyewitness to the sufferings of Jesus, especially that Passover weekend of his death, burial, and resurrection. Do you see the priority Peter placed on all elders and shepherds realizing they are called of God to watch over and take care of the people of God, God's flock, and to do so in such a manner that everyone and anyone who is in any leadership role of influence can watch the church elder shepherds and learn how to live that role well, be it in shepherding their families, or their employees, or their patients, or their students, or even those a generation or two older than them. And what will be the reward of good shepherds? Did you notice Peter says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Who is the chief shepherd Peter is referring to here? Of course, this is Jesus Christ, right? Remember, when Jesus was teaching about this matter of shepherds caring for their flocks, Jesus called himself the good shepherd who knows the sheep of his flock by name. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The hired hand runs away because he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." John 10. As you look across the landscape of your society, the families, the businesses, the educators, the healthcare providers, the government, can you identify who the sheep are, who the thief is, who the hired hands are, who the good shepherds are, and who the ultimate chief shepherd is? The chief shepherd is, of course, Jesus, the Savior of any person, and he gave his life to rescue us from the thief, Satan, and the hired hands, who are anyone who misuses or abuses the role of influencer, shepherd, in any relationship. Who then are the good shepherds in your world, my friends? Did you know God takes so seriously this matter of good shepherding in the church world that God spoke a very powerful message to Ezekiel the prophet several hundred years before Jesus was born? You'll find it in Ezekiel chapter 34. I urge you to take time to read it, my friends, and give serious consideration to it, especially if you are in any role of influence, any role where God has entrusted oversight or care or management of other people to you. God said to the shepherds of Israel who had failed so badly, "Woe to you shepherds of Israel who only take care of yourselves. Should not the shepherds take care of the flock? You eat well and clothe yourselves well, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally, so they were scattered. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I am against the shepherds, and I will hold them accountable for my flock." Oh, my friends, this is one of those chapters in the Bible which does not need much interpretation. God's warning is clear, and history shows us that God's punishment for those who failed in their shepherding role was severe. Let's be careful, friends, if you are in any leadership shepherding role in society, but especially if you've been entrusted with leadership roles in your church. God takes shepherding very, very seriously in the family, the workplace, the classroom, the hospital, the elderly care facilities, and especially the church. I think I need to pause right here today, friends, and call us to invite the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us, all of us, about our shepherding roles. What needs to change if we're going to live well and with God-honoring integrity the shepherding roles which God has entrusted to us? I've included again a song that will help us consider these issues today, my friends.